children are dismissed. I kind of like the children around. I'm not ready for them to go.
Say a word of thanks or something.
Okay. 今天我们很荣幸能够请到 Bill Combs 博士。那他是在底特律的浸信会神学院，已经今年是第28年在那边教授神学。他是专门教信约这一部分，而且是教希腊文。他在25年前曾经教过我们的 Pastor Smith。Okay? 那他不是从 Michigan 来的，他原来是 Kentucky， Kentucky 那边过来的。OK。
I'm not sure what you said.
only good things.
I heard something about Kentucky there, but
我听到他有提到。Kentucky.
I don't know anything about Kentucky, and I never lived in Kentucky. Was that?
Oh. 他说他从来没有住过 Kentucky， 不过这是在这个资料上所说的。
I'm originally from the state of Virginia.
Oh, 他原来是从维吉尼亚州过来的。
But I've lived here in Michigan for 27 years.
我在这边住了27年。
This is my 28th year of teaching at the seminary.
这是我第28年在神学院教学。
Again, my name is Bill Combs.
我的名字是 Bill Combs.
And thank you very much for inviting me to be here to speak to you today.
谢谢你们今天邀请我来这边跟大家宣讲神的话语。
If you have your Bibles, I'd like to call your attention to Matthew chapter 6 this morning.
如果你们有圣经的话，请打开在马太福音第六章里面。
Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25.
从第25节我们开始看起。
Here we have the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里我们有我们主耶稣基督的话语。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life.What you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear, is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.Are you not much more valuable than they?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花呢。
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire.Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows.That you need them.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
We're told that worry is a problem in our society.
今天我们被告知忧虑在我们的社会是一个问题。
People have all kinds of difficulties in this modern age.
在我们今天这个摩登的时代，人们面对各种不同的困难。
There are personal problems, marriage problems, problems with children, and of course health problems.
我们有个人的，在婚姻里的，小孩的，当然也有健康上的问题。
People get ulcers and develop serious problems from worrying.
有人有胃溃疡和因为忧虑而引来的严重身体健康的问题。
Dr. Charles Mayo of the famous Mayo Clinic wrote, "Worry affects our circulation, the heart, the glands, and the whole nervous system."
在
I have never met a man or known a man to die of overwork, but I have known a lot who died of worry.
在美国有一个很有名的 Mayo 医院，查理。没有医生曾经写过这样的话，他说忧虑影响我们的血液循环、心脏、我们的腺和整个神经系统。我从来没有遇到一个人因工作过劳而死的，但是却知道许多人因忧虑而失了他们的生命。
Then there are problems associated with our jobs, our places of employment.
然后在我们工作和工作的场合里面，我们经常所遇见的困难。
Often we face competition for promotions, problems getting along with our coworkers and our employers themselves.
我们经常要面对为了要升迁所需要的竞争，又有跟同事或者跟老板合不来的问题。
There are national problems, there are problems with the economy and the high unemployment rate.
我们又有国家所要面对问题，像是经济的和高失业率。我们有太多的问题。
There are all kinds of problems about which people can and do expend a lot of energy worrying.
这许多问题让我们花很多的精力去忧虑。
But Jesus saw worry in a different light.
但是耶稣对忧虑有不同的看法。
Worry is a special problem for the Christian because it affects his or her relationship to God.
忧虑对基督徒来说是一个特别的问题，因为它会影响我们与神的关系。
Something is missing, something is wrong with our relationship when we are constantly worrying.
当我们不停的忧虑的时候，我们与神的关系就像少了一点什么，出了什么样的问题一样。
We will not be glorifying God if we're filled with doubt about His ability to take care of us.
我们不能荣耀神，如果我们充满了怀疑神来看顾我们的能力。
One commentator has said, worry shows that we are mastered by our circumstances and by our own finite perspectives and understanding rather than by God's word.
一位评论员曾经说过，忧虑表现出来我们是被我们的环境，我们有限的视角和理解所主导，而不是照着神的话。
Worry is therefore not only debilitating and destructive, but it maligns and impugns God.
因此忧虑不只是使我们变得软弱无能，有破坏性，并且同时会重伤并且攻击神。
In light of this, let us carefully examine what Jesus says about worry in the passage before us.
因为如此，让我们来仔细地看看耶稣在忧虑这件事上要告诉我们什么。
First, we should note the command not to worry.
第一个我们需要注意的是，不要忧虑是一道主的命令。
Jesus repeats this command three times in verses 25, 31, and 34.
耶稣在第25、31和34节里面，他三次的告诉我们这一个命令。
Verse 25, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life.
第25节里面他说，所以我告诉你们不要为忧虑。
Verse 31, so do not worry saying, what shall we eat?
31节，所以不要忧虑说吃什么。
Verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow.
第34节，所以不要为明天忧虑。
Jesus' command is meant to prohibit anxious thought. Jesus wants us to be free from anxious care.
耶稣的命令主要的用意是要禁止我们有焦虑的心，耶稣不要我们有焦虑的顾念。
The worry that is wrong is a corrupting worry, an undue concern or crippling anxiety that drives us to seek security in our own efforts apart from God.
错误的忧虑是那种不合宜的关心或是焦虑到使我们和任何事都不能做，而不依靠神却依靠自己能力去寻找保障。
And unfortunately, we're often guilty of this.
很不幸的，我们经常在此事上犯错。
We plan and scheme, we worry, we leave God out.
我们做详细的计划，但是在计划中却没有把神包括在计划里。
We fail to trust God in our time of need.
我们没有在我们需要的时候好好的学习信靠神。
On the other hand, this command must not be absolutized.
但是从另外一方面来看，这个命令并不一定是绝对的。
It does not allow for indifference or laziness.
这命令不是要我们漠不关心或是懒惰。
There is a sense in which we must have a proper concern for things, which is not only good, but its absence is irresponsible.
有的时候我们需要对事情有关心，对事情关心是好的，漠不关心反而是不负责任的。
For example, each one of us has the responsibility.To be concerned about our families and their needs.
举例来说，我们每一个人都要有责任关心我们家人的需要。
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:8, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
提摩太前书第五章第八节里面说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
So the command of Jesus not to worry does not rule out genuine and proper concerns.
所以耶稣不要忧虑的这一道命令对真正和合宜的关心是不适用的。
Whether a concern is proper or improper and thus a worry depends upon where we draw the line.
对关心是否过度变成忧虑是要看我们如何画这条线。
Being concerned is right up to a point, but if we go beyond that point, it becomes worry and an anxiety, and it paralyzes and cripples us.
关心是对的，但是到什么地步变成忧虑甚至焦虑，让你什么事都做不成的话。
It's interesting that the English word worry is derived from an old English word meaning to strangle.
很有意思的是英文里忧虑这个字是有另外一个老旧的英文意思是把你勒住的这个字而来的。
We should be concerned about our problems, but not to the point of being so controlled that we are strangled by them.
我们需要关心我们的问题但是不能到一个地步我们被它控制到几乎不能动弹。
Ultimately, concern becomes sinful worry when it springs from lack of trust in God.
最终关心变成犯罪的忧虑，当这些忧虑是出于我们缺乏对神的信赖。
Worry means we are not trusting God's promises and we are not submitting ourselves to His providential working.
我们的忧虑可能意味我们没有在神的应许上来信靠他，也没有把自己交托在神的善工的手中。
Worry means that we are failing to trust God's sovereign power.
忧虑表示我们在信靠神的主权上失败了。
Second, let us observe the content of worry.
第二，让我们来看看我们忧虑些什么。
In this passage, our Lord is mainly focusing on the problem of worry in connection with basic physical needs.
在这一段经文里面，我们主他的重点是放在我们基本和物质身体上的需要。
He mentions food and clothing in verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you will eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear.
在第二十五节里提到食物和衣服，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。
And verse 31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear?
在31节中他说所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
In our day, in our country, most of us don't have to worry about the basic necessities of food and clothing.
在我们今天这个国家里，大部分的人不需要为我们吃穿的基本需求忧虑。
But these were things of great concern to the average person in Jesus' day.
但是这些是当初在耶稣时代的人他们所关心的。
Most people in New Testament times lived in what we would call poverty.
大部分在早期新约时代的人是活在贫困当中的。
What Jesus is doing in this passage is mentioning some of the common things that people naturally worried about in his day.
耶稣在这段经文中要说的是他那个时代的人一般所会忧虑的一些很普遍的一些事情。
Where would they get their next meal? Where would their next meal come from? And how would they clothe themselves?
就是他们下一餐要从哪里来，有没有衣服穿等等。
These are probably only given to us as examples of what people commonly worried about in Jesus' day.
这些只是在耶稣当初时代一般人所会忧虑的一些例子而已。
Notice in verse 24, Jesus broadens the content of worry to include worry about the future. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
请注意在34节里面，耶稣把我们所忧虑的内容包括了将来的需要。所以不要为明天忧虑。
I believe the principles taught in this passage apply to every area of our lives.
我相信这段经文里的原则可以应用在我们每天的生活当中。
But if we have any doubt, we only have to remember Paul's words in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything.
但是如果你有任何怀疑，我们只需要记得保罗在腓立比书四章六节里面所说的，应当一无挂虑。
The word anxious is the same Greek word used by Jesus in Matthew that's translated worry.
挂虑这个词是耶稣在马太福音中所用的忧虑，希腊文里是同一个词。
Whatever we're worrying about today, whatever we're anxious about, Jesus tells us we shouldn't do it.
不管我们的忧虑或焦虑的是什么，耶稣告诉我们不要做。
Whatever is capturing our attention and taking our focus away from God is wrong.
任何使我们从神身上焦点转移目标的都是不对的。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Why shouldn't we worry?
为什么我们不该忧虑？
You might say, Brother Combs, you don't know my problems.
你可能会说 ,Combs 弟兄，你不了解我的问题。
You don't understand what I'm up against.
你不知道我所面对的问题有多大。
You might say, I have a lot of reasons to worry.
你可能又会说我有很多的理由需要忧虑。
Well, Jesus has an answer for us.
但是耶稣会给我们答案。
Next in our text, we see the reasons not to worry.
在下面这段经文中我们可以看到耶稣给我们三个为什么不该忧虑的原因。
Jesus gives three reasons.
他给我们三个原因。
The first reason not to worry is that worry is incompatible with God's providential care.
第一个原因是忧虑和认定神性的关怀和他在我们中的主权是有冲突的。
God's sovereign control over our lives.
神在我们身上是有他的主权。
Jesus uses three arguments to make his point.
耶稣用三个论证来说明。
The first of these is in verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
第一个是在二十五节里，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
The point is if God has freely given us the most important things, that is life and body, will he not give us the lesser things, that is food and clothing?
重点是神已经把最重要的东西给了我们，就是生命和我们的身体。他难道不会给我们那些不那么重要的东西，像食物和衣裳吗？
Certainly, God will give us these things.
神会很乐意给我们这些东西的。
The second argument is in verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Father, Heavenly Father feeds them.
第二个论证在第二十六节里面，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Are you not much more valuable than they?
我们会比飞鸟更贵重。
Jesus is saying that if God provides for the birds, will he not provide for us?
耶稣在说，如果神供应飞鸟的话，他岂不会供应我们吗？
If the God of creation can provide for his creation, that is the birds, how much more will the God of redemption care for his own, for those of us who are his children?
如果创造的主可以为他所创造的飞鸟预备的话，那么救赎的主岂不更会为我们这些是他儿女预备吗？
As Paul says in Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all,How will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
就像保罗在罗马书八章三十二节中所说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
The third argument is in verses 28
through 30. 第三个论证是在二十八到三十节里面。
And why do you worry about clothes?
你何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
See how the lilies of the fields grow.
你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？
They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon, all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these.
他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花一朵呢。
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you?
你们这小信的人呐、啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢
？The point of all these arguments is that God is sovereign.
所有这些的重点都在告诉我们神的主权。
He is in absolute and total control of the universe and everything that happens.
他完全掌控宇宙间所有的一切和所发生的事情。
Let me read you a few scriptures.
让我们来读几段经文。
God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. Isaiah 40.
在以赛亚书四十章二十二节里面如此说：神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他使君王归于无有，使地上的审判官成为虚空。
Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. Daniel 2.
在但以理书二章二十节，神的名是应当称颂的，因为智慧能力都属乎他。他改变时候、日期、废王、立王。
Paul says in Romans 9:19, "Who resists His will? Obviously, no one."
保罗在罗马书九章十九节中说。有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？明显的，没有人。
According to Ephesians 1:11, God is the one who works everything in conformity with the purpose of His will.
根据以弗所书一章十一节，神是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
God is in control of this universe, my friends, and God is in control of everything that happens in it.
我的朋友们，神是掌管这个宇宙的。神也掌管一切宇宙间所发生的事情。
His sovereignty extends even to the very smallest of details.
他的主权延伸到所有一切的细节上。
In Matthew 10:29, Jesus says that not even a sparrow can fall to the ground unless it's God's will. And in the next verse, he says the very hairs of our heads are numbered.
马太福音十章二十九节里面，耶稣说，除非是神的旨意，一只麻雀也不会掉到地上。在下面一节他又说我们的头发他也数过了。
God is even in control of the hairs of our head.
他竟然也掌管我们头上的头发。
There is no such thing as chance in the universe.
在宇宙间没有所谓机会的。
Proverbs 16:33 says, The lot is cast into the lap, But its every decision is from the Lord.
箴言十六章三十三节说，铅放在怀里，定是由耶和华。
Every roll of the dice is under God's sovereign control.
即使在摇签，结果也都是在神主权的掌管之下。
If all this is true, and this sovereign God is our heavenly Father, who is concerned about all our needs, then why should we worry?
如果这些都是正确的，这位全能的神是我们的天父，他又关心我们的需要，那我们就不应该忧虑。
The second reason that Jesus gives us not to worry is that it does no good.
耶稣给我们不当忧虑的第二个理由就是忧虑是没有用的。
Notice verse 27. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?
请注意第二七节里面所说的，你们哪一个可用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
The exact meaning of this verse is not clear.
这句话正确的意思不是非常的清楚。
There are two possible ways to translate this verse.
有两种翻译这节经句的方式。
The Greek word translated life could also be translated stature or height.
希腊文在此翻成寿数，也可以翻成声量或者高度。
The word hour could also be translated cubit.
寿数在此也可以翻成长度。
So there are two possible translations of this verse.
所以在这节经文里面有两种可能的翻译方法。
Either who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life, or who of you by worrying can add a single cubit to his height?
或者翻译成你们有谁能因为忧虑使生命多活一个小时，或是你们有谁能因忧虑可使你们高度增加一肘的。
Fortunately, either way the verse is translated, the point is the same.
可幸的是，这节经文不管如何翻译。
We can worry about our height, whether we are too short or too tall, or we can worry about how long we live.
中心的思想是一样的，我们可以为我们长得多高、太矮或太长，或者我们会活多久来忧虑。
But generally, there's nothing we can do about it.
但是没有人能帮我们做得到。
It does no good to worry about how tall you're going to be or how long you're going to live.
你为自己想要长多高或活多久来忧虑是没有用的。
Jesus' point is that most of the things we worry about, we actually have no control over.
耶稣在此指出的重点是，大部分我们所忧虑的事情都不是在我们掌控之下的。
We cannot change anything by worrying.
忧虑不能使我们改变任何的情况。
The third reason we should not worry is because it puts us on the same level as the unsaved.
第三个我们不该忧虑的理由是，忧虑使我们与不信的人看起来没有什么不同。
Notice verses 31 and 32. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them.
请注意31跟32节里面所说的。所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们所需用的这一切东西你们天父是知道的。
The unsaved are filled with fear and superstition, and they should be.
未信的人是会充满了害怕和迷信的。
They have no heavenly father to watch over them.
他们没有一位天父来看顾他们。
They turn to psychics, fortune tellers and astrologers.
他们会去找灵媒，会找算命和占卜的。
But we have a heavenly Father.
但是我们有一位天父。
The concerns that we have in our lives should not become occasions for worry, but for living a life distinctive from the surrounding unbelievers who never learn to trust God, even for the basic necessities of life.
我们生命里有很多需要关心的事情，但是不要让他们变成忧虑，要让自己的生命能与非信徒分别出来。非信徒是不会学着为每天基本需要去依靠神的。
Our lives as believers should be different from those who have no trust in God's fatherly care.
我们信主的人生命应该与那些没有信靠天父者的人的生命是不一样的。
Well, if all this is true and we have these reasons not to worry, why then do we worry?
但是如果这是真的，我们有许多的原因告诉我们为什么我们不应该忧虑。
Well, Jesus tells us why.
那为何我们还忧虑呢？耶稣告诉我们这些原因是什么。
The root cause of worry, Jesus says, is a lack of faith.
耶稣说，真正让我们忧虑的根本原因就是我们缺乏信心。
Notice verse 30. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
注意第三十节里面所说的，你们这小信的人呐、啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样装饰，何况你们呢？
We worry because first and foremost we lack faith.
我们忧虑的原因，第一和最终的还是我们缺乏信心。
This lack of faith involves two areas.
缺乏信心有两方面。
First, there is a failure to believe the promises of God as we should.
第一，我们应当，但是我们没有学习信靠神的应许。
Remember, Paul said in Philippians 4:6 to not be anxious about anything.
请记得。保罗在腓立比书四章六节里面告诉腓立比的信徒，应当一无挂虑。
He could do so because he first told them in 4:19, Philippians 4:19, "My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus."
他能做得到，是因为在四章十九节里面，他又说：“我的神必照他的荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切需用的都充足。”
Second, there is a failure to believe the God of the promises.
第二，我们没有相信应许给我们的这一位神。
We fail to believe that God is sovereign and in control of all things.
我们没有相信神是有主权，也是掌管一切的神。
If we do not believe and trust completely that God is in control of all things, we'll always be worrying.
如果我们不信，也不完全的信靠这位掌管一切万物的神，那么我们会永远活在忧虑之中。
Remember Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, for who have been called according to His purpose.
请记得在罗马书八章二十八节里面所说的，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Well, if worry is rooted in a lack of faith in God and a lack of faith in the promises of God, what is the solution to worry?
好，那么如果忧虑是根本问题，是缺乏对神的信赖和缺乏对神应许的信心，那有什么方法能够帮助我们解决呢？
Finally, our text gives the solution to worry.
我们这段经文里面最后告诉我们一个很好的解决的方法。
If worry is rooted in a lack of faith in God and a lack of faith in the promises of God, then the obvious solution is to have faith in God.
很明显的，如果我们忧虑的起源在于缺乏对神和他应许的信心，那么解决的方法就是要对神有信心。
We must believe God's promises to provide for us.
我们一定要相信神在供应我们需要上所做的应许。
We must learn to trust God more than we do now.
我们一定要学习比我们现在更来依靠神。
But how do we trust Him more?
但是我们要怎么样做？
The truth is that we trust people we know.
事实上我们信任人。
We learn to trust God more by getting to know Him better.
我们信任人有的时候多过信任神，我们要借着更认识他来信靠他。
And we come to know God better through His Word.
我们借着多读他的话来认识神。
Christians who don't know God are Christians who don't know His Word.
不认识神的基督徒是不知道他话语的基督徒。
If we're going to worry less, we have to trust God more.
如果我们要少一些忧虑的话，我们就需要多一点信靠神。
And if we're going to trust God more, we have to be people of the book.
如果我们要多一点信靠神，我们就需要读这本书，做一个读这本书的人。
We have to become people who know, understand, and believe the Bible.
我们需要成为知道、理解并且相信圣经的人。
We have to grow in our knowledge of God through knowledge of His Word.
借着认识神的话，在认识神上有长进。
So in summary, how can we overcome the problem of worry?
所以最终我们如何克服忧虑的问题？
We must begin with the right view of God.
第一个，我们需要先对神有一个正确的看法。
We must believe that He is the sovereign Lord of the universe, and yet our heavenly Father, who is concerned about our every need.
我们需要相信他不只是掌管宇宙的神，但同时却又关心我们每一个需要的神。
Then we can do what Peter says in 1 Peter 5:7.
然后我们就可以做到彼得在彼得前书五章七节里面所说的。
Cast all your anxiety, your worries upon Him.
我们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
Pray about your problems.
为了你的问题，你可以向神祷告。
But how often we fail to do this.
但是我们经常忘记这样做。
The songwriter said it this way, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
一位作曲家如此说，把你的负担卸给神，交给他。
If you are a believer, you must always remember that God is in control of your life and whatever happens to you today or this week will not change that.
如果你是信徒，你一定要记住，神掌管你的生命，今天或者这个礼拜，在你身上所发生的任何事情是不能改变的。
No trial, no problem can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord.
没有任何的问题困难或是试炼能使我们与主耶稣基督在神里的爱隔绝。
We must trust Him.
我们一定要来信靠他。
We must have faith in God.
我们也需要依靠神来相信神的应许。
We must believe the promises of God.
我们一定要相信他的应许。
Only then can we hope to gain victory over the problem of worry.
只有如此，我们才能希望能克服忧虑的这个问题。
Finally, look at verse 33.
最后我们看看第33节。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
If we're going to worry less, we have to get our priorities right.
如果我们要能忧虑少一点，那我们就需要把我们优先次序要排好。
We have to make God and the things of God the most important thing in our life.
我们要把神和神的事放在最重要的地位。
We have to put God and His Word in the first place in our lives.
我们需要把神和神的话摆在我们生命中的第一位。
If we're concerned about the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God,We will not always be worrying about our petty, insignificant problems.
如果我们所关心的是神的国和神的义，我们就不会经常专注在我们自己小的而又不重要的问题上。
May God give us the grace we need to trust Him more and more and to lay aside our worries.
求神给我们所需要的恩典来更多的信靠他，把我们的忧虑放在一边。
Let's pray.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父,
we thank you for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that you've given to us.
我们谢谢你主耶稣基督的恩典赐给我们。
We pray, Lord, that you will help us each day to grow in our knowledge of the Word of God.
我们祈求在每一天你给我们足够的力量。
So that we may learn to trust you more and more.
所以我们能够来学习更依靠你。
We know only as we trust you will we overcome this problem of worry.
只有我们学习来依靠你，我们才能够克服我们日常所碰到的这些忧虑。
Give us the grace we need, our Lord.
求主给我们足够的恩典。
We pray this in Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告。
Amen.
奉耶稣名求，阿门。